welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman and the Bookman Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
And I'm the Bookman.
And this week, the Bugman could not join us. He got in a fight in a crawl space with a cockroach underneath a customer's house, and spent the week trying to recover from that. And he still has not yet healed from that incident. He went to Walmart, Bookman, okay. And he was trying to find some sort of salve or some other type of medication that would take care of mm-hmm. the wounds that he had, mostly on his chest and knuckle regions, to just sort of heal those up quickly. Mm-hmm. He's unsuccessfully found anything. Nothing at all.
Hmm. He probably should make something himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could give him a recipe. I'm kind of professional at making salves and things like that.
Right.
I am, yeah.
Right.
I read it in a book.
Well, and that's where we should get most of our information.
That's exactly right.
Well, our
thoughts certainly are with the Bugman.
Yeah. That story aside, the Bugman lost his voice this week, and so he can't be here. Hmm. Now, I have the question for us this week.
Let's hear it.
Okay. What is the proper etiquette at a fancy dinner for phone placement?
This is a serious issue.
Yes.
Because we're in a whole new world now. Because my phone isn't just a casual part of who I am.
Right.
It's there all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And so there's a self-righteous answer to this question, which I don't like and I don't appreciate.
Uh-huh.
And you've probably heard too.
Sure.
Which is, well, you shouldn't have your phone.
Yes.
Not an option, is it?
Right. No, I don't believe so at all. I believe that it's sort of like the old mother's tale of not having your elbows on the table, or dad will cut them off. At least that's what my parents told me.
Well, where are they supposed to go?
Yeah. And so, you know, are you going to smash my phone in half if I have it out on the table? I don't think so, because even you have your phone out on the table, Mom, and you can't tell me where I'm going to put mine.
That's exactly right. And there's also a direct correlation between how fancy your clothes get and the fewer places you have to put your phone.
Right.
So my nicer pants are a little bit tighter, so my giant iPhone doesn't necessarily fit inside of those pants.
Yeah.
And I don't want it down there either.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, my house caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't catch on fire.
Me neither.
But if it does, how am I going to learn?
Yeah, exactly. You need somewhere to put your phone or your house will catch on fire.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So if you can, for a moment, fair listener, close your eyes.
Yes.
And picture yourself at a fancy dinner.
My eyes are closed.
Wherever it might be. You know, probably we're having chicken, maybe fish, some kind of sauce.
Yes.
Now, picture the spread out over the table.
Uh-huh.
Going left to right, you've got your little forks, then your big forks, and you got your plate, maybe a charger underneath of that, which is, that's a whole other conversation, a useless piece of plate you can't even use. And then you move over a little further, and you got the other utensils you're going to have. You've got your bread area, you got your dessert area, you've got your dessert utensil area.
Yes.
You've got where your drinks go, your mm-hmm. water and your tea. There's not a lot of space.
Everything's organized.
And that's where this comes in.
Right.
Someone's going to have to tell us what to do.
You got to make a spot for your phone, okay? Now, I'm thinking where I like to put my phone is right up in front of my plate in a prominent area where it can be seen. You see, I pride myself. I have a nice phone, and I want everyone to see it.
Yeah.
Anymore, the phone is the status symbol of your life, even more than the car and your house. You need to know people need to know what phone you have, mm-hmm. and I like to have mine turned over face up, so that people can see just exactly how popular I've become.
Yes.
I have a system where I get lots of notifications from every application, mm-hmm. but I try and just hope when people see notifications lighting up on my phone, it looks like I have a bunch of friends texting me, trying to get a hold of me.
It makes you look important.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's an important part of this equation.
It needs to be out in front of the plate, in my opinion, in a prominent place where everyone at the table can see your phone.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm currently addicted to a fantastic little game on the phone called Coindozer.
Coindozer.
Yeah. Well, it's like a coin pusher, but it's fake. You don't mm-hmm. win actually anything.
Yeah.
But I like seeing things fall. And so I'd like to know if maybe they're running a new promotion or maybe the prize I've been waiting is going to be pushed. But let's mm-hmm. run with what you've said here, Some Guy.
Sure.
Let's say you do put it in that prominent position. I guess
right
the, out front. The 12 o'clock position.
Yes.
Right above the dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have just moved, if I can remember my red Betty Crocker cookbook
yes.
etiquette guide. I think you've just moved the dessert utensil,
uh-huh.
whatever you're supposed to use for the dessert.
Yeah.
You have just moved that.
It's
so,
gone.
So let's continue this train of thought. Where is that dessert utensil going to go? Because this is a chain reaction. You can't
right.
just willy-nilly put something and then not deal with everything else.
Right. I believe that the dessert utensil should go in your pocket.
Now, see, I've not considered that.
If you put it in the pocket, then it is ready to go anywhere that you are. If you have to go, if you have to get up to go use the bathroom, your dessert utensil is there in your pocket. That if your dessert comes and, mm-hmm. and it's ready mm-hmm. for you, you know, I want my desserts to be with me as much as I want my phone to be with me.
That's fair.
But if the dessert comes to the table and I got to use the bathroom, I need to be able to take it with me
mm-hmm.
with my dessert utensil ready, locked, and loaded.
Yes.
To pull out and have that dessert on the spot.
Well, you and I recently were at a wedding where they had an ice cream bar.
Yes.
And now that we're talking about this, it would have been convenient.
Yes.
If I could have pulled out of my fancy pants
uh-huh.
My spoon to start eating my freshly scooped ice cream.
Well, you had to get up and go get the ice cream.
Get the ice cream, come back, find the utensil.
Yeah.
So I do see... I do see exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Where I may disagree with you, though,
mm-hmm.
is let's say instead of something you are going to be able to scoop.
Yes.
The dessert for the evening is something you're going to have to poke a little bit with
okay.
a fork.
Let's say a pecan pie.
A pecan or a pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Whatever you want to call it.
Pecan pie.
Okay. You might be a communist, but that's okay.
Pecan pie.
Whatever you want to call it. There is nothing right or wrong today. So
sure.
You can call it whatever you want.
Right.
Not everyone likes pecan pie. Maybe we should go for something else.
Chocolate pie?
Maybe a chocolate
pie. Apple pie?
Apple pie.
Blackberry
chocolate pie
cobbler?
May not necessitate the fork.
Right.
But the apple pie probably would. So let's say you get this fork and you're wearing correct. Your fancy pants. Maybe you've already taken off your jacket for the dinner. Maybe,
uh-huh.
maybe you left it on. The fork, it could possibly poke you if you put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
Well, you know, I haven't, but I believe that poke marks from a good fork are the mark of a good man. That having those poke marks are simply something to show off at a later date when you're just it's just you and around the guys,
mm-hmm.
and you say, mm-hmm. now see, look, I'm mature enough, and I am well-knowing enough that when I'm at a fancy dinner, I
yes.
know to put the fork in my pocket, and I have the wounds to uh-huh. prove it.
That's fair. It makes me think of the old Skull can in the back pocket.
Yeah.
At Huntsville High School growing up.
Yep.
I don't know what it was like in the city where you were, many of my friends
sure.
had that Skull line. Now, that has changed a little bit. I don't know. Y'all probably... You should we should do a show about this.
Yeah.
About the shift from the skull can mark to now it's hipsters with tight pants and they have an iPhone
uh-huh.
that is permanently etched
right.
in their pants.
Placed incorrectly. What that tells me is they
correct.
Haven't taken it out of their pocket and
yes.
put it on the table at dinner time.
That is correct. But you are if we're going down this road
yeah.
that you have given us here.
Yes.
You are wanting to replace those hipster lines in the pants of the phone with some pokey holes.
Yes,
fair
exactly.
Enough. That's fair.
I think that's the direction that this generation should be going. And if anybody needs direction, it's this generation today.
It is this generation.
Yeah,
my friend. And of course, that's a topic for a
sure.
for an entirely different show.
Yeah.
But I will consider this. Now, my other thought.
Yep.
Was putting everybody's phone in the exact center of the table. So let's say
sure.
you sit down and everything's there. And what if we changed our etiquette to where
mm-hmm.
instead of introducing yourself to whoever may be sitting at your table, because usually you're sitting with somebody you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
People like to be cheeky with these things and try to introduce you to people you don't know when you'd rather just sit with the people you already know.
Yeah.
But it's not your choice, and you're not paying for the food.
Sure.
So you have to sit where you're told. But
right.
let's say that everyone sat down, and instead of introducing each other, you first moved whatever centerpiece was in the table.
Uh-huh.
Somebody worked hard on it.
Right.
It's pretty.
Put it underneath
but
the table.
But let's be honest. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then you start to build a, I don't know, some type of object using your phone.
Yeah, sure.
I've been
a phone tent.
A phone tent. You could go
phone
with
tower.
A teepee. You
yeah.
could go with a wigwam. Is that what you call those?
A wigwam? Wigwam?
Wig something.
Tiny house.
Yes, we apologize, the Native Nation.
Tiny house.
But a tiny house. Something. And this has a dual purpose here.
Sure.
Not only are you answering this existential question, where am I supposed to put my phone at this fancy dinner?
Right.
But you're also team building.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure some guy, you have been to some of those things where you have to build something.
Trust
with
falls and whatnot.
Trust falls.
Now,
and
I will say, every
sticks.
Fancy dinner, this is what it's lacking. The team building exercise
it most certainly is.
That ties you together with the rest of your table.
That's exactly right.
I want to
right.
get to know these people.
Yes, because usually you're like, when is this going to be over?
Right.
How quick is dessert going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, is that person still talking?
Right.
Why are there 9 people instead of 8 people around this table?
Yep.
Why is my knee touching this person that I do not know? What if instead you said, let's build a house out of our phones?
Mm-hmm.
And you could learn each other's weaknesses. You could learn each other's strengths and walk away from that fancy dinner a brand new person with a brand new group of friends. All because you made a tent out of your phones.
Now listen, folks. This is what it all comes back to. It's about building a home for your phone.
That's exactly right.
And we
That's
do this right. together. We
That's
do this
exactly right.
as a table.
That's right.
Okay? If you're going to be fancy, if you're going to follow the etiquette of a table, if you're going to go to a wedding
yes.
or any type of event where this is going to be necessary
Anything
information,
fancy.
Then this is the show for you.
This is it.
This is the episode.
Congratulations.
And if you know anybody that is having a wedding, putting on a wedding, and they want the people coming to that wedding to know exactly what to do with their phones, then this is the show for you. What?
This is it.
Now, what is,
Congratulations
what
for
was
listening.
The question there? What were we talking about?
Let's see. What?
Proper.
Proper etiquette.
Yeah.
Where am I supposed to put my phone at a fancy dinner?
Yes.
Where am I supposed to put my
phone?
I think we figured that one out.
All right. Well, folks, this has been Some Guy and the Bugman and the Bookman Figure Things Out. You can find the show at Some Bugman on Twitter. You can find myself at Chase the Rev on Twitter. You can find Bugman at Bugman Bradley on Twitter. Bookman, where can they find you?
Let's see. I set up my Twitter handle. Oh, I don't know. A long time.
Sure.
It might be at Eric Moffitt.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Go Googling.
Google.